The Diehards live from Vegas continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Sponsored by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Visit progressive.com to find out more. Now back to Anthony Pepe live from Radio Row in Las Vegas.
Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports Investors, hanging out with me as well. And we'll go back to the Progressive Insurance guest microphone. Fifth round draft pick number 176 for the Minnesota Vikings in 2020. Receiver KJ Osborne hanging out with us. What's up, KJ?
What's up, man? How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing all right. You enjoying this Radio Row thing?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. I've done this for a couple of years now, so it's been great.
Do you wish like someday you're not going to be here in Radio Row, but that means you'll be playing the big game?
Yeah, I want to be playing the big game, man. I want to win it. So so hopefully I won't be here next year.
Hey, man, Jeff and I were talking. We were talking earlier about the receiving core and the offensive weapons you guys have with the Vikings. Take us into the film study in the film room when you have yourself, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, the tight end, T.J. Hockenson. A lot of talent in that room. What are those film studies like?
Oh, man, it's great. It's great. We all learn off each other. Our receiver coach, Keenan McCarty, obviously played himself.
He was a heck of a receiver.
For sure. So we have a lot of knowledge in him. And we just bounce off ideas off each other, man. You know, if we see somebody do something, you know, we try to, you know, take it and, you know, put in our own game. Obviously, J.J. does a lot. You know, Jordan Addison is ultra talented. You know, we steal stuff from T.J., you know, myself. So the film sessions are really good, and we get a lot of feedback from those.
Do you prep the touchdown celebrations? You guys practice these things?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So you like, you text Justin and you say, hey, let's do this next time. Like, so how does that work?
So we're in an Instagram group chat.
All right.
You know, so if it's a dance that we're going viral, we're like, all right, we're doing this on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we'll like somehow just start practicing it during the week, just playing around.
You practicing like the locker room or something? Because coaches don't want to see that.
Oh no, the coaches have fun with it.
Right.
And if anything, the offense has been okay. It's the defense that have just this choreography. Like anytime you see our defense score, I mean, I don't see them practice. So I'm like, how are y'all so in sync? Like y'all that looked better than the actual play.
You know, I remember the NFL and the no fun league and all that stuff, when they would give you a penalty for the celebration.
Right.
I'm so glad they allow this because
to
me, after a touchdown, I want to see stuff.
Right.
Like, to me, as a fan, entertaining. Mm-hmm. Who cares? People complain about it. Obviously, the football purists and.
Yeah.
Then go hide in your closet.
Right.
To me, it's entertaining. Like,
yeah.
I love it.
You
guys enjoy it too.
It's fun, man. And that's what everybody says. You know, you want to play. You want to have fun. What do you do as a kid? You know, you're going around. You're playing in the background. You score. You know, you spike the ball. You dance. You know, when you dance, you know that's a sense of happiness. You want to have fun out there. You know what I'm saying? So the fans like to see that.
One of the best celebrations ever was when we were talking about him, Terrell Owens, when he pulled out the Sharpie and signed the football.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that was brilliant.
Oh yeah.
And he obviously got fined and took a lot of flack
for
it, but that was brilliant.
Oh yeah, because it's like I said, you're just having fun out there. Yeah. I remember the popcorn celebration.
Oh yeah.
You know,
going
to grab the camera. Personally, I've always just wanted to punt the ball in the stands. I just wanted to score or just launch it as far as I can. Because, like, I mean, when you score, I mean, the adrenaline rush that goes through your body,
yeah.
And especially at a home game, you know, in U.S. Bank for sure. I mean, the adrenaline rush that goes through your body, that start shooting the fireworks, start playing the music. I mean, it's just like, it's a feeling that's so great.
Talk about all that purple, mm-hmm. purple people eaters, the sea of purple, playing in front of those Minnesota Vikings fans. Mm-hmm. You score a touchdown.
Right.
You got to feel like you're gone.
Man. I mean, it feels amazing. Like I said, the stadium is so beautiful. You know, my family that's back in Detroit, you know, I try to tell them, you know, definitely come see me when I'm in Detroit in some close home games, but I want everybody to come out to the stadium to really see, you know, it packs out, you know, every home game. And when we score, you know, they play the music and everybody's, you know, going crazy. Like I said, the feeling of scoring a touchdown, I mean, in any stadium, but your own home stadium, you know, it's amazing.
We are chatting with Vikings receiver KJ Osborne here at the Diehard Super Bowl 58 Radio Row, Diehard Sports Map Radio Network. KJ, talk about your QB1, Kirk Cousins. I know there's some off the season. Is he coming back and the contract, all that nonsense?
Right.
I know you can't comment on that. But talk about Kirk Cousins, the man.
Oh, man, Kirk Cousins, the man, is a leader. You know, he's a leader. You know, he's one of my mentors, you know, somebody that I look to every day, you know, to follow as an example. You know, not only try to be a great football player, a professional, a man of God, a husband. I mean, Kirk is a true, you know, example and a true leader. And, you know, my relationship with him has grown, you know, over these past 4 years. You know, so I'm so, you know, blessed to have had a vet like that and a leader and a mentor to have played with.
Do you have a say? Like, do you go to the coach and say, "Hey, we need to bring this guy back"? Do you do that? Do the players do that sort of thing?
I mean, I think it's universally known. I think even more of that speaks, you know, of Kirk. You know, who Kirk is. Where it's like, you know, we've seen how much it affected us on the field when we did not have Kirk. But we also can feel it in the locker room. Like I said, his preparation, I mean, even to the defensive guys, I mean, you see how locked in Kirk is, you know, how much he prepares. And then, you know, it translates, you know, to the games on Sunday. He has us in and winning, you know, all every game that we're in. You know, they're one score, two score games. You know, how many, you know, game winning drives has he led us on? So, you know, I think it speaks for him. So.
You know Kirk. He knows you. Mm-hmm. He knows you don't want another quarterback. You don't want to
No, we want our guy.
You want our guy.
You want our guy.
KJ, going back into the history, Randy Moss, Stephon Diggs, now you got Justin. A lot of speculation. He came out yesterday. He wants to get paid. He wants to be liked and considered.
Don't we all want to get paid?
Right. Yeah. Considered the best wide receiver potentially in the game right now. And you guys drafted Jordan first round, and you have yourself. What's the mentality, the thought process in this offseason? Obviously, you want to keep Justin, yourself, and Jordan. What's the mentality right now in this offseason?
Right, man. I think, you know, each of us will sit down with our teams. You know, me personally, I'll sit down with my team. You know, obviously I have free agency coming up and, you know, see what the best option is. Like I said, we obviously would like to keep everybody together. You know, we have a great core there, you know, but, you know, free agency come up and that time will come. But, you know, I can't say, you know, we all do love playing with each other.
Talk about this sleep number that you partnered with.
Oh, man, my sleep number deal is amazing. It's amazing. You know, it's been a game changer for me. I'm huge on my recovery. You know, I'm a guy, I'm getting my acupuncture, I'm getting my massages, I'm getting, you know, all my sleep. You know, I'm checking my sleep number score every day.
Yep.
And so my highest score is a 97. So every night I'm chasing that.
You know? All right.
So when I don't get it, I'm like, you know, what happened? You know, how can I sleep more? You know, what can I, you know, eat less before I go to sleep, you know, to affect me. But, you know, I'm a guy where, you know, if I don't get my sleep, you know, it affects me and it affects my body and I can feel it. So, you know, I have a strict bedtime that I get to and, you know, my sleep number bed, you know, it really helps me with that. So, you know, it's the perfect partnership for me.
Good stuff. And obviously your coach wants you to get a good night's sleep before games and,
right.
and whatnot. Talk about Coach O'Connell. What's he like?
Oh, man, he's a fun young coach. He his offense, you know, there's so many different pieces and, you know, ways he can move us around, you know, scheming things to get us open. And then, you know, even going back, you know, in, you know, years and years of film to find things of, you know, what worked against teams and what worked for us. And I think his creativity and you know, moving us around, playing inside and outside, you know, keeping the defense guessing, I think that makes him a great coach, a player's coach, and I think the people love him.
You played three seasons at Buffalo, moved to Miami. Talk about the state of college football right now with the transfer portal and the NIL.
Right.
A lot of people don't like it.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
It's different. It's different. I think it's a time of transition, and anytime it's transition, it can be a little friction. You know, some people are saying, you know, it's starting to become, you know, just more and more like the pros. And you know, obviously we see, you know, in college, you know, when there's no money involved and, you know, you're seeing the young athletes, you know, it's for the love of the game and, you know, pure, you know, everybody wants to make it to the NFL. But anytime in any profession, after you start kind of adding money in and then you start getting a little political things and, you know, just all the stuff that comes within the business and that money brings. So I think that could be the friction that people don't like to see. Obviously the transfer portal, you know, guys, you know, bouncing off, you know, going different spots. But, you know, in those guys' position, they're doing what's best for, you know, for their family
sure.
to try to get to the league. So I don't think it's just a one-size-fits-all answer. But, you know, it's just some friction going through a time of transition. A
couple of pretty good receivers playing the big game on Sunday, Super Bowl 58. Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
You know these guys? You talk to these guys at all?
Yeah, I talked to Debo. You know, me and Debo have trained a couple times together in the offseason. I don't know Ayuk much, but I'm definitely a fan of his game.
All right.
He's had a tremendous year, you know, so, but I'm definitely a fan of the 49ers receivers. You know, they do a lot of great things. You know, one of the great things that they do is the yards after catch, their yak. I think that truly
sure.
helps them, you know, make them be special. And then with McCaffrey in the backfield, you know, you can hand it to him or you can throw it to him. He does the same thing. So, you know, I don't know him all too well, but I do know Debo. We talk.
You're surprised in the tight ends how athletic they are, Kittle and Kelsey. I mean, they're like receivers,
Kittle,
basically,
Kelsey,
right?
You know,
they're just big receivers.
They're big receivers, you know, and the way that they can, you know, manipulate their bodies, you know, they're big guys and, you know, still get open, create so much separation. Obviously, I see it every day with TJ, man. It's amazing.
Do you have a prediction here?
I think the Chiefs are going to win.
Like,
I think they're going to pull it off somehow. I think America wanted the Lions and the Ravens to see. Everybody wanted to see Lamar win one. Everybody wanted to see the Detroit story. You know, it was good. And but I mean, Pat Mahomes is starting to become, you know, in that conversation of, you know, with the Bradys and LeBrons, like, we don't want to see him win again. Like, we want somebody else to win. And, you know, every time, you know, it's a 3-point game. You know, with a minute left. You know, third and, you know, something, some down you ain't supposed to get, he pulls it off. So I think he'll do it again.
Next year, the Super Bowl is in New Orleans. New Orleans next year.
Yeah.
No offense, I don't want to see you on Radio Row because I want you in the big game.
There. I
want
to be there as well. I want to be there as well. So I'll see you in 2 years.
All right.
Thank you.
KJ, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, KJ. Yeah,
KJ Osborne, receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, hanging out with the diehards. It's pretty cool, Jeff. Just hanging out. Like, again, you drafted him in your fantasy team.
Many, many times, yes.
Do you get that a lot?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And definitely all the thanks when I help people win their fantasy. Like, thank you, help me win my fantasy league. Yeah, so it's cool, man.
All right. Keep it right here. You're listening to the Diehards live from Radio Row, Mandalay Bay Event Center. It is the Sports Map Radio Network.